Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tasha and Ari with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, in a sporting coup against New South Wales, Queensland has secured its position as the home of Australia's Rugby 7 teams, and with them comes a field upgrade. The teams are set to join the women's national team, the Wallaroos, being based at the Ballymore Field, and will come alongside an upgrade to allow up to 8,000 spectators into the 4X Hill Field. The state government described the decision as part of a wider push for the 2032 Olympics, which would see the Ballymore Fields for use during the Rugby Sevens event.
In national news, an investigation into a wealthy Christian sect's activity during the last federal election has revealed they paid a far-right influencer to disrupt Albanese appearances on the trail. The church, formerly known as the Exclusive Brethren, had paid influencers bundles of cash to disrupt Labour, Independent and Greens candidate as part of a multi-million dollar campaign deal with Peter Dutton. One such situation involved influencer Daniel Jones, who ambushed Albanese at his hotel on the campaign trail, asking about housing and immigration. While the Brethren deny any involvement, investigations reveal internal communications confirming elders coordinating events while paying the provocateurs with literal duffel bags of cash.
The federal government has come under rising pressure over its recent change to veterans' access to allied health, with Jackie Lambie standing up in Parliament to back the pressure. From July next year, a $5,000 threshold would be imposed on all veterans' benefits, and anything over would be subject to scrutiny over if the payment is clinically effective. On Wednesday, Lambie had taken the floor of Parliament to describe how she, as a fellow veteran, had to wait an extended wait period amount of time to have her medical procedure approved with the low rate paid by the DVA.
In international news, the death toll from a gold mine collapse in a western part of the Central African Republic, CAR, has risen to more than 100 as the desperate search for survivor continues. The low-tech artisanal gold mine collapsed in the village of Zamboya in the Nana Mamba Prefecture earlier this week. People remain missing and others are trapped under the rubble. An investigation to identify the victims and those responsible for operating the site is underway. The prosecutor at the Babor Sub-Prefecture Court said in the statement. The investigation will seek to establish what caused the collapse and any potential criminal liability.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on our social media or head to 4zzz.org.au.